okay? Are you enjoying the camp? Are you sure you are enjoying the camp? All right. Let's take the last session. After that, we'll go and take supper, and then we'll come back. Today we are going to go deep into the night, and because you use all the time to sleep. You use all the time to sleep. Are you happy here? Are you sure you are happy? You got to be happy. You have to be happy. Psalm 127. Psalm 127. I'm reading from verse 1. This is the last session for our afternoon session. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. I intend to make this session very short. If you talk a lot, we'll leave here at 8. Yes. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wicked but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of idleness. Sorry, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. My interest is in verse 3 going. Lo! Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Now, this verse 3, it tells us that you young people, you are a blessing to your parents. Children are an inheritance from the Lord to parents. That's why when people don't get children or people don't have children, they do all manner of things. They want to get children. When people are, you have not seen a woman who is not pregnant and wants to get pregnant before. Obenum bibia, the man will be obenum. Man oil obenum, they will see oye be obeye. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. You guys are arrows. Verse 5. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemy in the gate. Kalasoba halabaya. You guys, listen. You guys are children. You are an inheritance that God has given the church. I'm closing. You are a blessing that God has given the church. The title of this one is Children Are Blessing. Children are a blessing. You are a blessing God has given the church. Because you are the group of people. Listen to me, I'm about to close. I finished preaching. You are a group of people that God has chosen to fight the devil. When God searched the earth and was looking for somebody to fight the devil,
God has decided to settle on children to fight the enemy. Look at verse 5 again. Look at verse 5. I don't know who has a different translation for what I'm reading. Who has something different in verse 5? He said, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. What does your version say? The last line says what?
Blessed is the man.
Yes.
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with the enemies in the gate.
They will yes, I like your version. Who has a different version? He said they will not be put to shame when they contend with the enemy. Now, to contend with somebody means to fight with someone. I'm closing. When God decided to look for somebody to fight the devil, God decided to use children. He said, I will use children to contend with the enemy. I will use children to fight the devil. Hey, your task is great. That is why one of the group of people the devil fight are children. Look, the devil is not interested in your uncle who is a drunkard. That your uncle Atepa, who is a drunkard, he's a drunkard already. The devil is not interested in people in the adult church. No. The devil is interested in guys like you. Because you are the group of people that are going to contend with the enemy. Who has a phone here? Who has phone? And data. Look for the meaning of the word contend. C-O-N-T-E-N-D. To contend with somebody. It means to fight with the person. To quarrel with the person. When God decide, I'm ending already. I'm ending already. When God decide to look for somebody to fight the devil, God has decided to choose young people like you. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. God didn't go to look for the prayer warrior at all. God didn't go to look for the pastor. God didn't go to look for the bishop. God didn't select apostle. God didn't select anybody. God selected children. He said, for they shall contend with the enemy in the gate. Clap for Jesus again. Yeah. I'm waiting for the middle of the word contend. To fight. To quarrel. To make war. To make war, it means to contend with someone. And you are the people that God has chosen. Yes. 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 Dictionary meaning of the word contend. It means to struggle. You are going to struggle with the enemy. Oh, you are quiet on me. I said you are going to struggle with the enemy. Yeah. You don't believe what I'm preaching. You want to wait. I don't like this type of your friend is saying this type of meaning content. Synonyms of the word content. Yes. I want to come. You don't have data. You don't have your friend is saying. You don't have network. To struggle. To fight. To fight, to struggle. The enemy is going to struggle with you. The devil is going to struggle with you. But the good news is that you will win that struggle. I say you will win that fight. You will win that fight. The devil will not win the fight. God is going to empower you to win the fight. Yeah. Yeah. He said, they will fight with the enemy. They will speak with the enemy in the gate. Please, the baby crying should go out. The baby crying should go out. Somebody should take the baby out.
Baby, the baby wants fresh air.
Fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah. Parabadabadaba. Balikurabadabaya. You will speak with the enemy. Tell anybody, you will speak with the enemy. Tell anybody, you will speak with the enemy. You are going to fight with the enemy. Tell anybody, prepare yourself because you are going to fight with the enemy. That is why you must not think that you are a child. Because the devil knows who he's fighting with. And the moment you make yourself a child, this devil, the devil, he will win over you. So even though you are a child, you must have the attitude of a warrior. Yes. And your fight with the devil is not a physical fight. It is a spiritual fight. That is why I was telling you, fast at least once a day. Pray at least 30 minutes a day. That is the only way you can fight the devil spiritually. You are going to win that fight. I said you are going to win that fight. Tell your neighbor, I am going to win the fight. Oh, I can't hear you. I said, tell your neighbor, I am going to win the fight. Yeah. You will win the fight. You will win the fight. You will not lose. You will not lose. You will never lose your fight with the devil. Yeah. Sami come. Parakasatabaya. Meleko satabaya. You never lose that fight. Charge it for me.
No.
It's here. Yeah, this one. Yes. Make sure you see the sign of the charging on it. My iPad is going off. But don't worry. I can still use my phone to preach. Halaba satabaya. Yes. You must win that fight. Tell your neighbor, we must win the fight. Tell your neighbor, we must win the fight. Yeah. Must win the fight. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. What you need to do to win the fight? Ephesians 6, verse 10. Are you here? Are you there? Finally, it's a long scripture. We are reading from verse 10 to 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Listen, if you are going to fight the devil, one of the things you must put on is the armor of God. And he says that, put on the whole armor. It's not saying put on one piece of the armor. Yeah. The whole armor. The whole fighting device. Put it on you. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your fight with the devil is not flesh and blood, but against principalities. I'm showing you the things you are going to be fighting. You are going to fight principalities. Everybody say principalities. Say against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. You have been seeing, when we say something, you don't say. Why? You are too big. You are bigger than God. You are deputy God. You. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we are going to fight against, number one, principalities. Everybody say principalities. We are going to fight, number two, against powers. Write it. Number one, if the Bible is for you, underline it. Underline principalities. And then underline powers. Powers. To me. Powers. underline, rulers of darkness of this world. Rulers of darkness of this world. Next one, underline spiritual wickedness. How many have you underlined? How many have you underlined? Four, mention them. Number one is what? Against principalities. Number two, powers. Number three, rulers of darkness of this world. Number four, spiritual. Only three people have underlined, they are saying it. Let's take it again. Number one is what? I'll stay here. The people are talking. Number one is what? Principalities. Number two,
powers.
Number three, rulers of the darkness of this world. Number four, spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the things you are going to fight. Look at me. These are the things you are going to fight. These are the powers that God has chosen you to fight with. And God didn't choose the prayer warrior. God didn't choose the pastor. God didn't choose apostle. God has chosen children that go and fight this battle for me. You must know the fight, type of fight you are going to fight. It's a serious fight you are going to fight. And you are going to fight with the devil himself. Wherefore, number 13, sorry, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Number verse 14. Stand therefore. You, when I come down, I'll put you. Sit up where I write to. You think here is a Sunday school? Having your loins get about with truth. Number one, right? I want to give you six equipment you must have to fight the devil. I'll mention them to you and then you write. Number one, belt of truth. Having your loins get about with truth. Belt of truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number one is called belt of truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Number three, the shoes of peace. Number four, the shield of faith. Number three, shoes of peace. Number four, shield of faith. Number five, the helmet of salvation. Number six, the sword of the spirit. These are the things you will need to fight the devil. I'll take them one by one and I'll close you. I will not even finish, but I'll close you at a point. What is number one? Number one is what? Number one is belt of truth. Number two is what? Breastplate. Everybody say breastplate. Of righteousness. Number three is what? The shoes of peace. Number four is what? The shield of faith. Number five is what? The helmet of salvation. And number six is what? The sword of the spirit. Everybody say the sword of the spirit. Yeah. These are the full armor of God. These are the fighting equipment you need to fight the devil. Because the devil is coming after you. The devil wants to tempt you in every way. The devil wants to fight you with anything it can find, including music, including bad movies, including anything he can use to spoil your life, including pornography, bad friends. Anything the devil can use to destroy you, he will use. The devil can use your friends to fight you and to destroy you. The devil can use pornography to fight you and to destroy you. The devil can use music, bad music, to fight you and to destroy you. Yeah. But we are prepared for him. I said we are prepared for him. I said we are prepared for him. Yeah. Yeah. The belt of truth. Listen, if you are going to fight the devil, you must tell the truth. John chapter 8, verse 44. The devil himself is a liar. And he whispers lies. He speaks lies. You need the belt of truth. Yes. You need what? The belt of truth. You must tell yourself the truth. You see, because young people lie easily. We children, we lie easily. And if the devil can get you to lie, he has defeated you. You can lie. You can lie. You can speak lies. You can say things that are not true. Most of you are liars. John 8, 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Anytime you lie, you are speaking the lust of your father, the devil. Everybody say, minus me. Say, minus me. Yeah. 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 Listen, as you walk with God, as you walk, look at my face. I'm about to close. As you walk with God, one of the things you must do is to learn to speak the truth. Hey, who's shouting? Look at me. You must learn to speak the truth. Now we have Christians in our churches who can even lie. We have pastors who can lie. Yes. Now when you go and tell somebody you are a Christian, it doesn't even mean anything again. Christians are the worst liars. And he said that you are of the devil, you are of your father the devil. He speaketh lie from the beginning. The devil has been a liar. And when you speak a lie, then you are making you are becoming like your father, who is the devil. He's a father of all lies. And he has defeated you. He has defeated you. Learn to speak the truth. One way to fight the devil is to speak the truth. Listen, it doesn't matter what they will do to you. It doesn't matter what they are going to do to you. Learn to speak the truth. Yeah. One of the things that can send you to hell is lies. Open Revelation chapter 21. Let me show you. Revelation 21. Read verse 1. Let me hear. Yes. Yes. Go to verse 2. New Jerusalem. Get to me. Let me see. Revelation 21. 21. 21. 21. 21. 21. 21. 21. Aha. Verse 8. Stand up. Stand up and read verse 8.
But as for the cowardly, the faithless, and the unstable, as for the murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
Amen. Have you heard? And all what? And all liars. Sexually immoral. ICT teachers, I'm coming for you again. Sexual immoral. You go to hell. Yes. And all liars. Lies can. You say, oh, Pastor, I'm just saying a lie. Hey, lies can send you to hell. Revelation 21, verse 8. Read it again for yourself. The quickest way the devil can defeat you is when he can get you to lie. When he can get you to say something that is not true. That is the quickest way he can get you. Yeah. All liars. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burn with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Because you have just told a lie. If you are going to defeat the devil, learn to speak the truth. Learn to say the right thing. Don't tell lies, because the devil himself is a liar. The moment you speak a lie, then you have joined his camp. The moment you speak a lie, then you have become his son or his daughter. Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Yeah. The belt of truth. Tie yourself with the belt of truth. Some of you can lie. Hey! You can lie. Something you haven't seen, you say you have seen it. Something you didn't say, you say you have said it. What lie? Hey! No cry. Me not see. You can lie. Why do you lie? Why do you say things that are not true? Why? What's the problem? Why don't we have a generation of young people who can speak the truth? You tell yourself that what can happen, but I will tell the truth. I will speak the truth. May your belt of truth never loose. I said, may your belt of truth never loose. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Boys, speak the truth. Don't lie. We have pastors who lie. We have prophets who lie. Now when you go somewhere, you even say you are a pastor. Nobody cares about being a pastor. Because now they feel that all pastors are liars. Now it's even more difficult to trust a Christian than even to trust an unbeliever. Because Christians can lie. When a Christian brother says he will marry you, he will not marry you. He will just chop you and leave you. People don't believe Christians again. Yeah. Sleep with you, break your heart, and leave you. May you not be part of that generation. May you not be part of that generation.
Amen.
May you become young people who speak the truth.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what anybody will do to you. You are in to speak the truth. You are in to tell the truth. Because it is one of the ways you can defeat the devil. It is one of the ways you can fight the devil. It is one of the ways you can stand against the devil. People don't fear God anymore. We don't fear God. Politicians are lying. Doctors are lying. Pharmacists are lying. Teachers are lying. Everybody is lying. You are delivered from that spirit of lies. That spirit that make people lie. May you be delivered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The first way to fight the devil. There are six. The first way is to speak the truth. When you speak the truth, you disarm the enemy.
When you speak the truth, you overcome the devil. Yeah. You overcome him with the words of your mouth and with your testimony. You overcome him. May we speak the truth. May we be young people who speak the truth. May we be young people who stand for the truth. It is A. And it is A you are saying. And it is A you are saying. Don't change your mind. Don't change your mind. Don't change your mind. You have lawyers who lie. Judges who lie. Pastors who lie. Husbands are lying. Wives are lying. Teachers are lying. Headmasters are lying. Plumbers are lying. Masons are lying. Hey! When are we going to tell the truth? By your generation will start it. I say your generation will start it.
Yeah.
Your generation will defeat the devil.
Yeah.
Defeat him. Next one. Next one. Next one. Breastplate of righteousness. Everybody say breastplate of righteousness. Now, you need this one. You see, when we say breast, your breast is your thoracic section. Let me speak science. Do you understand? Now, this section of your body is where your heart is. Now, the breastplate is supposed to cover your heart. Do you understand? Because when you are fighting with the enemy, the enemy is going to throw arrows at you. And those arrows are meant to get to your heart. Now, when we cut off your hand, you'll be alive. When we cut off your leg, you'll be alive. When your eye is not working, you can still live. But when your heart stops working, you are dead. That is why you need the breastplate of righteousness to protect your heart. Your heart is the most vital organ in your body. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Yeah. Listen, the devil tries to corrupt our heart. The devil tries, all right, to attack our heart. Look, it is your heart that you used to believe in. So if the devil can get you not to believe, if the devil can attack your heart and get you not to believe, look at me, I'm closing. I'm saying something very important here. If the devil can get you through your heart and corrupt your heart, and throw poisonous arrows at your heart and corrupt your heart and get you not to believe in God anymore, he has won the battle. That is why you need the breastplate of righteousness. You need to be righteous. Because you see, you believe with your heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Romans 10, 10. Who is there? Romans 10, 10. Let me read it. It says, Romans 10, 10. Haraka sobaya. It says, for with the heart, a man believeth unto righteousness. You believe, I'm closing. You believe with your heart. You believe with your heart. You don't believe with your brain. You believe with your heart. For with the heart, a man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah. So if the devil will get you, he will get you through arrows that he can throw to poison your heart. Your heart. You get offended in your heart. Some of you sitting down here, I pray for you that you don't get offended and leave church. And I mean bah sorry no. Yeah wedding no. Obiamba. Omo ba ye crano. Little things can cause you to leave the church. Yeah. When I was growing up as a very young Christian, there was a man in my church.
the man can lead praise and worship. What? We call him Brother Da Costa. Brother Da Costa can lead praise and worship. One day, I was very young then, but I can remember clearly. One day, Brother Da Costa stood behind the pulpit and said that nothing can offend him in the church, and that he has put his heart in the polythene bag. Can't you know me and see? Or see Odinakuma as a polythene bag, and that nothing can offend him. 3 weeks. Ever say 3 weeks? 3 weeks after, Brother Da Costa stopped the church. What is the reason? They said somebody, listen to the story, somebody said something to somebody, and Brother Da Costa was angry. Do you understand the story? This guy spoke to this guy, and Brother Da Costa wasn't happy about the way this one spoke to this one. Not the person has spoken to him, Brother Da Costa, but the guy spoke to another guy, and he, the Brother Da Costa, he was angry. He said he has left the church. And up to today, he has left the church. Yes. I'm saying that the devil can throw arrows. Arrows to poison your heart. This choir we are in. Every day, she's the one leading the choir. She's the one leading the choir. Then one day, they gave the song to this one to lead the choir. Mi boyfu. Ade na edi enyum no man. They be amen a melody. They be amen a melody. Sorry, no, my jai, mufa ma sorry, tan free ako. Yes, then when people leave church, that's how they talk. They are hurt and they are offended. They have left church. Some of them even don't become Christians again because the devil has thrown arrows at your heart, and you need that. You need that breastplate of righteousness. You must be righteous enough to see that this thing is an arrow. Let me tell you before I close. As long as you are going to be in this church, you'll be offended. You will be offended. Something will make you angry. When the woman called baby, your teacher, then you're my obi. And I said, Ebedu ten, I see chicken asa. Eti ya, ye boy, ye dine no, edanino, edu mi tenu, chicken asa, oh. Chicken asa, akata li akwa, chicken asa. Asa, you know, mejai. Yeah, girls, you see how you have become friends. One day, some boy will come to the church, and the boy will say, "Like this girl." Before you see, no, this one will go and cross this one. Asara ya buy na man for jia man for boy. Me dey magi. Yeah, little things can make you offended. I'm telling you, your mother has died. They didn't come for the funeral. Anase obiaba. But pastor Amba, because pastor is doing something, so he has sent assistant pastor to come. Who see, because pastor Nakasa Mbante, Ubu Fumajaya, sorry, Mufa Masori Tata Time Free Ako, Asori Amu Drini Pahuno. That's how you begin to talk, because an arrow has been thrown. And you see, when that happens, the devil has won the battle. It's a fight you are fighting. That is why God has decided that he is going to use children to fight the devil. Don't allow the devil to win the fight. Otherwise, you put God to shame. Don't allow him. It's a long fight. Many things are going to be thrown at you. Many things. You come to church, the way the usher look at you. Look at you. I saw the Obana ashes no kwasia for. Me bab you. Talk by heart. Talk by heart. Yeah. I've been a Christian for so many years. Many things have made me offended. Even pastoring young people have offended me. People have said, there one day a certain pastor told me that the reason why I pastor the children like you is because I want cakes and toffee to eat. It's like when it's your birthday and I'm on the cake and toffee ban. Maybe anything I may see, I'll be children's pastor. I said, oh, how many times do children celebrate birthdays in a year? Telling you, so many things can offend you. One day, certain pastor saw me. He said, "We are the pastors. We are doing proper ministry." Eti mi ami ya nkolankola ministry nde enya ministry. Mpeli phone omu ya proper. Ever say proper ministry? And to mom, what's your money proper? When you're proper, yeah. The enemy is throwing arrows, but those arrows, it will never hit your heart, because you are, God is going to give you what we call a breastplate of righteousness. Everybody say breastplate of righteousness. Yeah. And you see, for the arrow not to get at you, you must be righteous. You must be righteous. You must be righteous. You can't live your life anyhow and defeat the devil. No. That is why it is called the breast. He said, for with the heart, a man believeth unto righteousness. That's why God is not interested in the adults to use them to fight this battle. This battle is young people who can fight it. He said, the children will fight with the enemy in the gate. The children. So if you are still thinking that you are a small child, I want you to know that the devil is at war with you, and you must behave like what you must be like Jeremiah, that God is saying that, say not I am a child, because we are in for a battle. You are fighting the war. The devil is fighting you seriously. All of you sitting down, it has occurred to you to stop church before. It has occurred to you that something has whispered to you, don't go to church again. No, I said I'm going to cry. Everybody has heard that voice before. All of even this camp, because some people don't come. I didn't know cry. I'm going to cry. Some of you, they have to kidnap you and put you in the bus and bring you here. As you are here, they kidnap you and brought you here. Yes, kidnap you and put you in the bus. You are not happy, and they brought you here. I'm telling you. It's a battle we are in. It's a type of battle that is happening. Yeah. Junior, like he can't say he will come. If he doesn't come, where is he going to sleep? Bishop, by also own back camp. Bibi Jeje. Like, even me myself, I'll go to that, beat him and bring him here. Some of you can't say you come for the camp. Some of you, even if I say come, let me cough, you come and hear my cough and go back. Yeah. We are in for a battle. And God is strengthening you for that battle. I said, God is strengthening you for that battle. God is strengthening every one of you for that battle. And you will win the battle. You will win it. The breastplate of righteousness. Live a holy life. The first one is called what? The belt of truth. And the second one is what? The breastplate of righteousness. Your heart is the most important organ in your body. Your heart. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4. Keep your heart with all diligence. Your heart. Very important. Very important. Arrows are being thrown at your heart. Anything is being done to spoil your heart. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the issues of life. What? Makuma Ashema Ashema Ebruso. Oh, Makuma Ashema. Oh, Ashema. Sing it.
Ebruso.
Makuma, 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 Ashe. Why are you not singing? Oh,
Ashe,
madam, if you cannot sing, give the phone to the organ and sing.
Ebuso, Makuma, Ashe.
My mic, hey, who can sing the song? Which of you can sing? J. And you might want to say, Yaba, Yasino. Hey, Tony, no, my sister.
Makuma.
Ah, Makuma.
Ashema.
Ah, Obiantubi.
Ashema.
You are
the.
Makuma. I should beg you to play the drum.
You sang it from that prison.
Ashema, Ebuso, Makota.
Hey, who is that drummer? Who played that drum yesterday? Go and play. Go, start from there. Start from there. Start from there.
Jesus, go play. Makoma.
Start from there. You are not playing it too well.
Ashema.
I don't talk with my.
Ashema.
Yes, play. Let's go.
Ebuso.
You are telling this to someone about to start.
Makoma. Makoma. Ashema. Ashema.
If they don't play that, they will sack you.
Makoma.
Obia to the end.
Ashema. Ashema. Ebuso. Makoto Bose Bose Chimo. Afeima.
Makoma,
Ashema.
Thank you for singing. I play a symphony.
Ashema, Ebuso.
Makoma, your heart is very important. Your heart is very important. Your heart is the most important organ in your body.
Ebuso.
Your heart, very important. Don't joke with your heart. Don't joke with what people tell you, because whatever people tell you, it enters your heart and it corrupts you. Whether they are good or bad, they have effect on you. You believe with your heart. He said, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Your heart. You don't believe with your brain. It is the reason we all struggle at school. If you can believe with our heart the things we are taught, we will all pass our exams. But it's because the things are here, because they are in the brain, it is difficult. Because things you believe in, you don't easily let go of them. You should see a girl that a boy has told her that she's beautiful. Hey, can't tell me and see. Suddenly her dressing will change. Oh, who's a boy? It's no hard. Yeah, because boys have told her that she is like Hamatan Popo. You tell you are beautiful. We all believe something. Don't believe bad things. Don't believe the things the devil tells you. Believe what God tells you. When you read the Bible, believe what is in the Bible. Don't believe foolishness. Never believe foolishness. Alakosia Valentia. Next one. I think I'll close with the last one. I'll do three. When we go and come back, I'll do another three. The next one is what? That is what? Shoes of. Listen, if you are going to follow Jesus, you need a shoe to follow Jesus. A shoe of peace. Be at peace with people. Stop fighting with your fellow Christian. A shoe of peace. Follow Jesus. You need a shoe to follow, because the road is not easy. If you are going to fight, you need to wear a shoe. You cannot walk barefooted to go and fight. Shoe of peace. Belt of truth. breastplate of right. Don't forget these things. Don't forget. Breastplate of righteousness. The shoes of peace. 1 John chapter 2 verse 9. 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. Sorry, verse 6, not verse 9, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself to also walk even as he walked. Yeah. As we abide in Jesus Christ and Jesus is walking, we must also walk with him. We must walk with him. We must walk with him. And to walk with Jesus, you need shoe of peace. There's so much fighting in the church. There's so much fighting for supremacy. Who is who? Who can do what best? Who can play drum better than who? Who can sing better than who? Who can pray better than who? All these things are nonsense. Live at peace with your neighbor. Yeah. For without peace, no man shall see God. Yeah. Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. You need a shoe. As you walk in the church, you need a particular shoe that will help you to walk with Jesus. You borrow money from this person. You are fighting with this person. You go and fight with this person. You are going for... Hey! One day, a certain woman died. You see, when people die and we go for funeral, they say nice things about them, true of us. So this person was dying, he was good, he was this, he was good. So the same thing happened when the woman died in church, and they were having church service. As they were saying the things about the woman in the church, the pastor was sitting down. He didn't say anything. It was the turn for the pastor to preach. Then the pastor said, we are all gathered here to come and judge Sister Akosu Nkwain because she has died. All of you came to talk. You were saying that she was a good woman, she was a peaceful woman, but all of you know that this woman, she fights with everybody in the church. That's what the pastor said. Even me, Pastor Kra, she has fought with me before. Everybody was quiet. Say, Pastor, visitors are here. Pastor. Everybody say, Pastor. Do you know that if you're an armed robber and you die, they'll get something nice to say about you? Oh, Papa, we were in the Papa. Oh, yeah, nipa papa chese. Oh, chia nipa, oh, chadie. Oh, penkolasem. Meanwhile, oh, yado. Meanwhile, we all know the person is an armed robber. A dragger in the area. Oh, ope agro, dia gropa. Oh, like, oh, papa, who dee, yeah, nyon bitisem. Look, Odinkola Ninina Diagro. Everybody knows he's a bad man. Wicked man. Stop fighting your friends in the church. You are too young to be fighting yourselves. You are too young. This person don't talk. This person are quarreling. This one has taken this one boyfriend. This one. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? My friends are church people. Yes. Do you know when I knew Osofo Mami? 2010. When we arrived on university campus, we are in 2025. How many years? 15 years. We have never fought before. The only fighting we fight is that Osimi be Didi and I'm Simi Didi. That's the only fight. But you people, you make friends 2 weeks, now you and the person are fighting. 2 weeks. Oh, the Obehu. Oh, they are trained. Me call friend me boys. No, be who be. Who call friend boys me? If in the church we are in, you are fighting. Small church we are in. Small choir. And church choir. Church choir is the headquarters of all the gossip in the church. Church choir. A whole na gossip no war. Church choir. Choristers bear 11. Hey, Obia semwa sorry ho. It was a kwonu kwa for ni gossip kwa for ni kokonsa hey catch on ya see hey yeah peace. My church, nobody in the church will say, I fight with him. Me, I will never fight with you. If you see me on Sunday, smiling with everybody, Charlie, what's up? I did. Charlie, what's up? what's up? Sir, I should fight with you for what? No, what have you taken from me and I should fight with you? You see your sister passing. Shao. Oh! I was already there, Mo. Adden. Bisao Nana. Oh! I was already there, Mo. Fight. Some of you, as you have come to this camp, you are even fighting here. Now, don't bath with the bucket I used to bath. Don't pass by my bed, please. Me the min pebe yasem, min pebe yasem. Just yesterday we came here too. Somebody is a baby. How do you know the person is a baby? Now who are why? Yeah. The shoes of peace. Listen. Leave. You see, when you fight with people, people will never be around you. Look, I went for a wedding, and they say friends of the bride. Nobody came forward. Nobody. Do you know the bride? The bride is the woman who is getting married. They say friends of the bride. Nobody came. Because the girl, she has fought with all her friends. And when they hear she was going to marry, nobody came. Since she had the boyfriend, say, the friends are jealous of her boy. Jealous of my boy. So nobody want to get close. Friends of the bride. When I was getting married, they say friends of the groom. They have to take that picture twice. Group one and group two. You were there. You were at my wedding. Yamin Shira. People came for my wedding to the extent that the jollof was finished. And my uncle, he didn't get some of the jollof. Today, he's fighting with me. I say, Oba, me wedding, I said, jollof no anyabi. And then your friend, I say, when I came for a wedding, I didn't get some of the jollof. I said, don't worry, me talk KFC, I'm out. Yeah. But you, the day we are getting married, ni pa be 6 men, beba. Because usi ubusu ya foni nyina omo ye yi wine for omo be before your father is a wizard, your mother is a witch, unu abai bi wetin no say witch pay ye for be say my warrior and be say my warrior. Oh sister, o kwa na o warrior we are say ye ba be say wa warrior o kwa. Yeah, peace. Live with people, your school, your classroom. You have fought with all your classmates. Anybody in your class, you have fought with the person. Hey, any man, Kasa. Dear Ben. Hey, the girls can do that. Hey, what are you looking for? Small girl, you have fought with all your teachers. Sir Richmond, Mimpesa. Everybody's afraid of you. The only person who is not afraid of you is the ICT teacher. ICT for a man who part one and two. Who better do atwa KJTA, Edum Kumasi Accra, Edum Kumasi, Epra Square, Accra. Can't come on too. Yeah. Only ICT teacher. Sir Richard, he's the only one who is not afraid of you. Because that's your boyfriend. Last time you went to the headmaster's office and you insulted the headmaster. Headmaster, Sheye, unakache mami said then, Sheye. Hey! What your headmaster is saying? Now, headmaster, we can do him like this. And get the teacher there. Why are you defe? If your class boys, they are afraid of you. The boys in your class. When they see, say, hey, I'm a Tarzan, ever you. I drive and damn, yeah, Busli. Mami, I'm Busli, ever you. Hey, Mami Tata, hey. Everybody's afraid of you. So the day you are sick and you don't come to school, nobody can come and visit you. But when they come
them, you insult them. Hey, hey. Before. Hey, live, let young people live at peace with people. If I put on my phone, right? If I put on my data on my phone, you see messages plenty from people. I'm texting to check on you. I'm texting to find out how you are doing. Plenty. Some of you have a phone. Nobody has called you before. Nobody. The whole day, nobody has called you. Obia and you. Because you are fucked with everybody. Nobody send you a text. Nobody has texted you to say that I've missed you before. Except Sir Richard, the ICT teacher. I see pretty charming the whole part 1 and 2. Upada do atwa kejetia edum kumasi opera square Accra Kantamato. Only ICT teachers have been missing you. Shoes of peace. Be a peaceful girl. You see, if you are not peaceful, you will sack a lot of men away. Who say upemi? I don't want check who wants an oba yon. Yen meow send an be an upemi. Yen meow say an ambi. And I will say upemi. Hey, muka samo. One day, I went to tell a certain girl that I love her. Hey, can't tell me and see. Then the girl, when I told her that I love her, she laughed. She laughed. I said, ah, Yima, who did me and now come for Siasem? Hey, can't tell me and see. Oh, see me did me and now come for Siasem. Mommy, no, because I told her I love her, but wait for the end of the story. So I said, oh, I'm serious. She said, oh, fast, but she didn't accept. I said, no problem. So I moved on. Ever since I moved on, they were going to find a fair, colored, copper colored girl with dimple. When I told her I love her, she said, me too, I love you. Afar. So I married this girl. Clap for her.
Yeah.
Even when I told her that I was coming to Kumasi, come and see the message she sent me. Somebody should come and read. Come. No, as for more, read this one.
He said what?
May the Lord be with you and protect you. May He use you mightily and touch many lives. We love.
Oh! Clap for her. Now, let me tell you about the other girl. Ever said the other girl? So one day I was there, then I hear that they said the other girl was coming to marry. Somebody was coming to marry. By that time, I've married already. So she has found somebody who wants to marry her. In our church, when you are getting married, we do what we call marriage counseling. And then who was asked to counsel her to marry? I was the one who counseled her before she... So every Sunday, she and the boy, they will come to my office at church. Then they will sit down. Then I'll be talking to them. I'll be counseling. Anytime I'm doing the counseling, girl, no, it's not. Say, no, yeah. But the boy didn't know that once upon a time, I could not tell him, pay no. Do you understand? Say, no, girl, no. She no. Let me say, oh, are you okay? I say, yes, pastor. She called me pastor. Say, yeah, please, Rev, I'm okay. I say, are you fine? Say, it's fine. I canceled them and they married.
But she told me that, who did it me? Now, oh, can't pass yourself. Yeah. Because you are disrespectful, you will sack good people away. You sack good people away. I pray for you that may the belt of truth never loose from you. May your breastplate of righteousness be strong upon you. And may you wear the shoes of peace. In Jesus' name. Is our supper ready? Supper is ready. Now you are going to eat. It's 6 o'clock. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Say, wait, where are those? Sit down. I don't do that here. I'll preach. Open your eyes. I'm preaching for another 1 hour. I'll close to our seven. Do you know I've been preaching for the last 3 hours? Do you know we started at 3 o'clock? It's 6 o'clock now. Yes. You can't be bored when I'm preaching. You can't be bored. So I'm giving you 1 hour to go and eat. You are not going to bath. We are coming back at 7 o'clock. What's the time? 6:05. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that, Lord, we will fight with the enemy in the gate. We will fight with the enemy in the gate. We will fight with the enemy in the gate. May our young people fight with the devil in the gate. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listen to the announcement. Sit down. I told you in this camp, we obey rules. What are they going to eat this evening?